Episode 1812, The Words That Moved Me.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. You made it. It is Friday. Yes, it is. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. You got through Christmas. Yes, you have a few more days of the holidays. Are the kids driving you absolutely crazy? Come on, it's Confession Day. You can tell me the words that moved me. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, a little bit of office business. I wanted to say thank you for those of you who were very patient with our whole website shifting and platform renewing. It was kind of crazy for a little bit yesterday, but we made it through. And so if for some reason you didn't have a chance to listen to yesterday's episode, I would encourage you to go back and be inspired. Well, today it is inspiration, motivation for the confession of an upset mama. Oh, come on. We get upset, don't we? The tearing of wrapping paper, the breath of anticipation, all embracing what's to come because love has come. The moment of unexpected surprise, the words that moved me. Christmas is for boys and girls of all ages, young and old, for you and me. And even with a list that has been perfectly etched, there is still wonderment of what's to be underneath the paper for you and me. It was Christmas afternoon, only 2 days ago. Finally, everyone was awakened, ready to engage in the festivities. Our little Einstein Noah began unwrapping another rectangle gift as he murmured, "Is this what I wanted? Or is it one of the phantom books?" The mystery of complexity, the magic of Christmas. The excitement for a mom who desired to surprise beyond the etched wanted list. But putting it into real life, it was the words that moved me. You could see his eyes light up with anticipation and hopeful glee that soon the mystery would be revealed to him and to me. I sat listening with an intensity that could break the sound barrier. Yes, oh, so. And with profound excitement, a gift uncovered that surprised me, a gift from the Father's heart. You see, this special gift was picked by his daddy. To see the sweet joy and hear the proclamation that it was not on the list was a sweet taste of extraordinary happiness. Smiles shared by all, especially from the Father's heart. As I immersed myself in the presence of gift-giving, I understood what a gift God gave to us, His presence. You know, as parents, it's tough to do everything that we do. We're distracted by our own busyness. Yes, it's all because of the yeses, not because of the noes. It's because of the yeses. It keeps us entangled with all the chaos. Yet, we're not willing to give it up. Yet, we'll sacrifice our own. We too need to give the gift of presence to our children. Are you ready to do that this season? For that is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Give the gift of presence. You know, we can get what we want on the etched wanted list, but where does that get us in life? Maybe one place for a moment, yet you have to look at it from a lifetime perspective. We are becoming masters at digital techno presence, but we are forgetting the heart presence. God gave us His heart, the Father's heart, to guide us, to protect us, to love us unconditionally, to awaken our dreams, to yearn for something greater than what's on earth. It sounds like a parent's wish, a parent's prayer. The Father's heart. The words that moved me. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Christmas doesn't end today because the presents are all unwrapped and put away for use later. Christmas is year-round, given from the Father's heart. So as you continue celebrating this holiday season, there are a few more days. Can you believe it? It's not quite New Year's, and maybe you're just now catching up. You're a week behind. That's okay. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to be in His presence. So as you continue that celebration, this holiday season, number one, listen with an intense beat of the heart. We're real good at just going, yeah, I gotcha. Okay, sure. How many times have you said that? How many times have you just nodded your head and you don't even know what you nodded your head to? And about 20 minutes later, you're like, what did you say to me? And they're like, seriously, Mom? Seriously, you can't even remember? Yeah, it has nothing to do that you're getting older. It's that we're not listening with an intense beat of the heart. Listening doesn't come with convenience. We have to be intentional about it. Number two, say I love you more than you curse. How many of us, okay, not me, if a foul mouth, you know, where what beavers build, okay, if that comes out of my mouth, you know I'm getting a little bit upset. And if I go to the curse words, oh, you better watch out. The Red Sea might be parting. I kid you not. It just is not in my vocabulary, but for some of us, it is. And so I want to encourage you to say, I love you more than you curse. Those thoughts of like, no, let those go and say, I love you. And finally, number three, spread the joy of Christmas year round. This isn't just a season that you unpack for just a month, maybe 6 weeks for me, maybe 2.5 months if I stretch it. Because I just love the twinkling lights. I love what it brings in the household. It's a warmth and it's something that I want year round. But you see, it doesn't have to go away just because the twinkling lights are packed up for another season. Spread the joy of Christmas year round. Acts of kindness. May the presence of Christmas touch your heart now and into the new year. Love has come. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. I hope you have all your stuff ready for the New Year celebration. I love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.